For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. 2/5 of all of Missouri's COVID-19 deaths were reported in the last 2 months of 2020. The State Health Department says 2,369 deaths were reported in November and December. That's about 41% of the 5,825 deaths attributed to the virus since March. The death toll grew by 263 yesterday, largely because a weekly review of death certificates from around the state found 250 connected to the virus that had not previously been reported. Also yesterday, the state reported 2,632 newly confirmed cases, bringing the total to 405,589 since the onset of the pandemic. Coronavirus hospitalizations remain at concerning levels. Protesters who gathered outside the Virginia home of Republican Senator Josh Hawley Monday evening were peaceful and they left when police explained they were violating local picketing laws, police say. The Missouri senator on Twitter accused the protesters of vandalism and threatening his family. Officers were called to the Vienna home after someone reported that there were, quote, people protesting in front of the house. Master Police Officer Juan Vasquez is a spokesperson for the town of Vienna Police Department and says that officers who responded to the scene found that the, quote, people were peaceful. Demonstrators went to Hawley's home after he said he would object when Congress convenes today to affirm Joe Biden's election victory. People are starting to receive federal stimulus checks in their bank accounts, but as Corinne Ruff reports, some St. Louisans say it's not enough to overcome the pandemic's impact.
Katie Brown has been struggling paycheck to paycheck this year. The pizzeria where she worked as a server closed early on in the pandemic. She received unemployment benefits for a while until she could pick up shifts elsewhere. Brown says the $600 check from the federal government will help pay her rent for a month, but she's frustrated the government isn't doing more.
It's just kind of a slap in the face to get $600, you know? It's just almost nothing.
Over the last few months, she's paid for groceries and gas with money from a community auction set up to support bartenders and artists in the Cherokee Street neighborhood. Brown says she's grateful to the community, but she wishes the government would provide more relief for people who don't have that kind of support. I'm Corinne Ruff.
U.S. Representative Emmanuel Cleaver says he was caught off guard by the negative response after he ended his opening prayer on the first day of the new Congress by saying the words, quote, amen and a women. Cleaver is a United Methodist minister and former mayor of Kansas City, and is in his 9th term in Congress. Cleaver told the Kansas City Star that his A Women reference on Sunday was intended to recognize the record number of women serving in the new Congress, but it spurred criticism from conservatives who accused Cleaver of misunderstanding the meaning of amen, a Hebrew word that means, quote, so be it. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.